This Guy Gordon podcast is brought to you by Mesa for good health, good business, and great schools.
And if you correctly identify our Friday musical theme, we will send you to see Tony Bennett. So try to string together the commonalities of the songs we're playing today, and at 4:56, perhaps you'll win some tickets. We've discussed auto insurance a lot, and one of the things that we're hearing a lot about are fee schedules. In other words, trying to normalize the fees so that auto victims don't get charged more than those that might have a similar accident in their home or at work. The idea being that you don't have this huge disparity. And we're hearing from folks in the medical community saying, well, that's fine as long as the fee schedule is fair. If it undercharges us, there can be consequences to that. And I am drawn to a letter that was in Crane's Detroit Business by two area attorneys who represent the folks in the medical community. And I thought it was thought-provoking, and I wanted you to hear from them. Brian Schaffman practices out of Bloomfield. Pratip Savanthanathan is on the other end of our line as well, and he practices out of Troy. Gentlemen, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you?
Excellent.
Hello.
So one of the things you suggest in the letter is that when we see these disparities in charges under different policies, health insurance policies getting one charge, auto insurance providers getting another, you said there may be some reasons for that. What are the differences in costs?
Well, the differences relate to the services that are contracted for. In a commercial health insurance plan, rates are negotiated generally with a prompt pay of anywhere from 7 to 30 days. There is nominal paperwork. There are electronic submissions, electronic eligibility confirmation. Once eligibility is confirmed, services may be provided, and the services are never subject to denial or non-payment after the fact.
So they pay more efficiently and more reliably.
More efficiently and more reliably, but most importantly, in a commercial environment, you also have an enrolled book of patients, essentially, that are selecting from specific medical professionals in a community. So they can go ahead and count on that advertising for the provider. We drive up and down Woodward all the time, and we see a number of hospital systems advertising the expertise of their providers, and that is a benefit of those contracted networks.
Right.
A commercial plan is very different in that respect.
So
similarly, I'm sorry.
I want to move this along here because I've got a limited amount of time. I don't want to get too deep. But Pratip, you point out that fee schedules may not bring much in the way of savings. Why is that? And you also point out there could be some dire consequences if the fee schedules are unfair.
Right. So as to whether or not they will bring reductions, that's something that we have yet to see from the insurance company's vantage point. They have yet to open their books to show exactly what is going to result from a fee schedule. We've been opposing fee schedules for a while now, but to the point we are where we see some movement and the legislature is now pushing forth a workers' comp fee schedule, which would absolutely decimate the medical community in Southeast Michigan, at least. We're trying to propose something that's more fair, which would be a fee schedule, but that not something that's necessarily going to just put a lot of doctors out of work because they're not getting paid by the auto insurers.
And what you're saying is under the fee schedule for workers' comp, they're getting paid below their cost. There's no incentive for them to stay in business, and you may see them fleeing accident victims moving forward. So you're proposing something called a Fair Health Actual Value Database. That's a pretty fancy name. Why is that a better option?
Right. It's the Fair Health Fee Estimator. Essentially, what workers' comp does is it's a Medicare-based rate. So it takes into account Medicare rates, and then it does some multiplying to it. And it does not take into account all of the costs that are associated with certain areas. For instance, Ann Arbor, we know, has much higher rent than somewhere up in northern Michigan.
Right.
That's not taken into account by the workers' comp system or Medicare, whereas the Fair Health Fee Estimator and the Fair Health Actual Value Database actually takes into account, okay, these areas are much more expensive to run a business in, and therefore the reimbursement should be higher for these areas, and then certain areas, the reimbursement is lower, or the costs are lower, so the reimbursement should be lower. So we feel it gives insurance companies discounts in certain areas, and then in other areas where there's more overhead costs, the reimbursements are higher.
Brian, are you hearing up in Lansing, is this something that they're considering as a best practices option?
We're starting to hear some traction. We have been talking about this with several legislators, and the reason it's an attractive proposal is because it's a national database that is based on literally billions and billions of claims, and it presents what are the rational, reasonable charges of bike physicians, whether they're in rural or city areas. And the physicians in Michigan, especially those that are handling these trauma post-collision cases, these are the best. And it's really something that patients, they want the best, and they're entitled to it. If they're buying the insurance for it, they want doctors that are going to be there and get compensated on a national basis.
And with fees that have already been accepted through the arbitration process in many cases.
Yes. The Fair Health fee system is one that is pushed against providers by many of the insurers. One insurer in the state of Illinois in a lawsuit ended up in a class action settlement accepting the Fair Health database standard.
Okay.
And it does represent, you know, a rational solution because it evens out the anything goes charges down to a predictable level.
Right. And that makes things more efficient and more reliable and equitable for everybody. Gentlemen, I'm sorry, but we're out of time, but we sure appreciate your expertise in this and the proposal that you're putting forward. Brian Pratipa, both of you, have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for being on the show. 343, your thoughts on what they had to say. Does that sound like a fairer alternative for everybody involved, especially those in the healthcare field? 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR.